$34 million will be used to reimburse Wisconsin employers under what's called the Transitional Jobs Demonstration Project. The money will be used to pay the $7.25 minimum wage for workers who have issues like substance abuse, disabilities, or are getting out of jail, like Derek Parnell.
It's insanity to keep doing the same thing over and over and looking for a different result. And that's what I was doing.
Parnell is an ex-felon who got out of prison almost 1 year ago. Parnell is one of 250 Milwaukee-area workers in the transitional program. At its peak, the program aims to help 2,000 people in southeastern Wisconsin and more up north. Federal stimulus money 100% subsidizes a worker's wages for 6 months. Connor Williams heads the Milwaukee Transitional Jobs Collaborative. He acknowledges the program can be a tough sell to taxpayers in a time of high unemployment, but he says it's a better deal than incarceration and other societal programs.
They become taxpayers. They start becoming net contributors to the economic well-being of the community instead of people who are drawing resources. There are many employers who are thinking of adding additional people to their roles, but in this time of uncertainty, there's many companies that hold back and don't do that. And this helps to get those companies to make a decision.
Williams hopes after the 6 months of subsidized employment, companies will hire the transitional workers on a permanent basis. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.